Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. This is for the week of May 23rd, 2001. And boy, do we have a great episode. We welcome Josh, the vocalist of Buckcherry, on the program to talk about their latest album, which drops June 25th, Hellbound. Now you could take a sneak preview as some of their songs from that album are available, including the single So Hot. Can be heard right now on your favorite streaming service. This and a whole lot more coming up next right here on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Calm.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks again, everyone, for joining us on The Roman Show. Support for The Roman Show is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. They obsess over their technology development to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. We have an exclusive offer for my listeners, 20% off. 20% off, no lie. Plus free shipping with the code THEROMANSHOW. Use that on your checkout at manscaped.com. Listen, they hooked me up with a bunch of tools and formulations from their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. And I have to tell you, it's remarkable. I use the lawnmower. I also use the deodorant and the shaving ball deodorant and the moisturizer. And I got to tell you, whew, does it feel really good down there. And not only does it feel good, it smells good. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code THEROMANSHOW at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the promo code THEROMANSHOW. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. All right, guys, listen. Make sure you follow us on our socials at The Roman Show on Twitter, Roman Show Media, on Facebook and on Instagram. Again, we have Josh, the vocalist of Buckcherry, joining us in just a few minutes. Let's see, subscribe also to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. Well, listen, I had an opportunity to see Buckcherry about a good 3-4 years ago over at Miramar, and they were the headliners on a tour. And I have to tell you, it was raining. It was very muggy. It was during the summertime here in South Florida. And at one point, there was, I think, a couple of hours prior to that, it was lightning. And frankly, I don't remember too much. But to be honest, it was a great time. Buckcherry always comes out and plays and performs a hell of a show. They really get the freaking crowd moving and grooving. And there's no doubt that with their latest album, Hellbound, they're going to do the same, especially with their latest song, or their latest single, So Hot. You can check that out right now. So Hot, Buckcherry's latest single, available right now. You can hear it on your favorite streaming service. You could also catch it on the Roman Show website. And you can see that video there for yourself. I got to tell you, it makes you want to groove. It makes you want to jam. So Hot. I think they got a winner here, Buckcherry. So coming up next right now, Josh of Buckcherry joining us on The Roman Show. All right, everyone. Music. It's definitely been keeping us hyped throughout this time with the pandemic. And now the tours are coming out. The concerts are happening. We're all excited about that. And then the music that we're getting is just exciting. And Buckcherry, we all heard of Buckcherry. They are releasing a new album Hellbound on June 25th, and they're also going to be on the road as well. And on the line right now we have Josh. Thanks so much for taking your time and speaking to us. Josh, I'm a big fan of the new hit, So Hot, very catchy. Makes you want to dance. And I remember seeing you guys, I want to say about maybe 3-4 years ago in Miramar, Florida. And it was, I think it was raining. And it was a heck of a time. You guys always put on a good performance. And first and foremost, Josh, I know when you hit that stage, man, it's always a freaking party. How did you handle the whole pandemic? Because I'm sure you guys are love to travel. So how did you guys do it during this pandemic? How did you guys keep busy?
Yeah, we really had to focus on something, creative to get our minds off of it. Because as you know, living in the United States, there was a lot more than just the pandemic going on. It was chaos. It was the election, COVID, racism, riots, the list goes on, it was the gun violence, all that kind of stuff. So, whenever there's a lot of adversity, this band, really writes its best records, I have to say. Hellbound, our new record that's going to drop June 25th, it's got to be the best VC record. And I'm not saying that just because we're about to drop it, but it's really amazing. We worked really hard on it. We just channeled all that energy into writing songs. And we wrote a lot of songs. We wrote about almost 30 songs for a 10-song record. So it just goes to show you how thorough we were. It really paid off.
And I was reading about that. Yeah, you're about 30 songs. So what happens to those other 20 songs? Are we going to get to hear them someday? Or maybe perhaps for another record?
I think some of them are good enough to make a record, maybe 2 or 3, but, sometimes, songs aren't, they never get to that point where they're good enough to be on a record, that's why you got to write a lot of them. We don't want to put out, just filler, so that's really important to us. So that's why we write a lot of songs.
How do you determine, if you write 30 songs, how do you pick and choose? You guys together come together, maybe your producer, how do you determine which of these are the ones that should be on there for XYZ reason?
Yeah, you kind of know, the cream rises to the top, right? I mean, we create like a little playlist, right? We'll have a password protected playlist while we're writing demos, and it only goes out to the band and our manager and our producer, and then we just continue to write and add songs and write and add songs, and before you know it, when it comes time to, like, when it gets closer and we feel like we've exhausted the songwriting process, there's usually always like 8 songs that are like undeniable, or 7, and then you kind of gotta start really fine-tuning the last 3 or 4, so that's kind of how we do it. We just, we know when we got it, and it's like on Buck Cherry Records, you want to have a lot of dynamics. You don't want to have just all rock songs. You don't want to have all just like super fast tempo songs. You don't want to have all ballads. You don't want to have all mid-tempo songs. So when you're writing songs, sometimes you'll have like 5 mid-tempo songs, but you only want like 1 or 2 for the record, and then you'll have like a few slow songs and you only want 1 for the record. And then you'll have a bunch of rockers, and some of them will just, like I said, they'll be good ones. And then there'll be mediocre songs. Maybe it's a good chorus, but the rest of the song isn't good. And stuff like that, sometimes I go back and rewrite stuff, but, we just were in the zone on this record, and we co-wrote a lot of songs with Marty Fredrickson as well, the guy who produced the record, and we've written songs with him in the past. He's a really talented guy, and 5 of those songs made the record, so it just goes to show you how, good that was. We wrote with him for a week. We wrote 6 songs in 5 days, and 5 of them made the record, and then we took 5 of the other remaining 22 that Stevie and I had written prior to getting in a room with Marty, and there you have Hellbound, the record, and it's amazing.
Now, I understand that last year you guys were scheduled to do about 100 shows, and not all got thrown away because of that pandemic. That's a lot of freaking shows. So to go out now, I understand that the tour you guys have planned starting in June is going to carry on into 2022. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Now we're gearing up for, 100 shows is not that much for a whole year of touring, I mean, we're used to doing, close to 200 actually in a year, but we got 105 booked from June 1st to early November in the United States, and then we're going to go to the UK after that, and so on and so forth, because the vaccine is now starting to get distributed worldwide. We have a really good vaccination program in the States, but it's not as good in other territories. So, we'll stay in the territories that we can work, and then we'll go to, other territories once they open up.
Were there certain cities or locations that you were going to travel to last year that you had not performed in yet and were looking forward to?
There was talk of us going to Russia, and we haven't been there yet. And, we've known a few other bands that have gone there that we're friendly with, and say it's just like a really cool experience. So we've been looking forward to doing that, and that's probably gonna manifest, in 2022 and stuff like that. I mean, there's always like little nooks and crannies of places you get to, that aren't like major markets, and I'd have to sit here and rack my brain to figure out all that stuff, but if it makes sense, we play all kinds of places. We don't just play major markets.
So you have So Hot, the first single out right now, available, and the video is hilarious with the whole girl trying to take pictures of herself and IG and all stuff. So and you definitely got a hit here, very catchy, and it makes you want to definitely dance and groove. But what other music are we expecting from Hellbound, and which one are you looking forward to performing live on stage?
So Hot is so fun on stage. We've already performed a few of these. We did a handful of shows earlier on in this year. And So Hot, and then the title track Hellbound, which is a video that we're dropping next week. Mm. It's so good. It's one of my favorite rock songs on the record. So that's going to be dropping, and then we're going to be dropping a song called Wasted No More Time, which is kind of a Tom Petty-ish feel on the record, and really came out well, and that'll be coming out later on in the year too. So those are some good songs live.
As far as the lyrics for most of these songs, is there a little pandemic-ish or what we lived through last year in there reference to, or maybe perhaps?
Sure. Yeah, there's some little sprinkles of pandemic type songs. Like there's a song called 5-4-3-2-1. It's the opening track on the record, 5-4-3-2-1. It came out really well. And then there's another song called Here I Come, and they're both really aggressive songs, kind of about the turmoil and chaos that we were living in at that time.
Now, you guys have definitely been in the game for some time and have put out some good stuff. How would you say that the whole industry has changed now? And, one thing that I've noticed is do you think we're going out that route that some bands are going to be doing kind of like a hybrid where the virtual aspect, where if you can't make it, you can see it online. And then, of course, for the people there in person, you think that's going to be something that's going to just carry on from here on out?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think people tried to do the live show streaming thing, and some people, I think the people that got in right at the front of that, had a little bit of success with that. But then once everybody started going to the internet performing live, it just kind of got diluted, and people want to see live performances. We are social animals. We want to go out and socialize. It's always going to be something that we're going to need to do, So, that's always going to be a constant in my opinion. I mean, I'm sure that once we get way more advanced technologically that there will be stuff like that, but I don't know. I'll probably be dead and gone at that point.
Don't say that. We need your music. so many records, so many music. How different would you say that Hellbound is compared to all you guys' work in the past? And were there any challenges? Was it smooth? Was it, you said you were in the zone. Did you guys really just, for whatever reason, were really into this album? You put your, not that you don't want any other stuff, but how different this one came out compared to the ones in the past?
I mean, first and foremost, it's passion. You know, we're very passionate about, you know, what we do. And you know, we're always getting better as songwriters. So, you know, the records are always going to progress in that way. But, you know, you know, every now and again, you put out a record where everything is just aligned. Like, you know, it has this synergy. You have to have synergy with your audience, you know, and you can write what you think is a great record, and then when you put it out, sometimes it doesn't connect with the audience as much as you thought it was going to. But this one is really connecting right out of the gate, and we know that by the feedback we're getting from So Hot, and then we also know how deep this record is with songs, you know. So and you know, the pre-orders of vinyl and all the stuff that is happening right now, we just know that it's, you can feel it, you can feel it. So that being said, you know, it comes down to great songs and an album that is cohesive, you know, from the beginning to the end. And this is definitely one of those special BC records for sure.
Well, Josh, I want to thank you so much for your time, man. I think maybe 2018 is when I saw you guys on here. I don't know if you guys been out to Florida since. I could be wrong. Maybe you did, but. Hopefully you guys can. I don't recall seeing Florida there in your list in the tour, but somehow, some way, fit us in there, especially in the wintertime, so you can avoid the snow up north.
Yeah, we already did 4 Florida dates this year, and then, you know, we'll be getting back there again for sure.
Down south, keep us in mind. We want you down here.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much, man. We look forward to the new album, Hellbound, dropping June 25th. Look out for the new video dropping as well this week, coming up week. And So Hot, you can listen to it right now. I was jamming it to myself while I was drinking some whiskey. And
it's
quite fitting, man, quite fitting. Josh, thanks so much, man. Good luck out there on hitting the road. And thanks for putting out some good music for us, man, so we can jam.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
All right, appreciate, man. It. Cheers. Again, Josh is joining us here on the program. Again, everyone, pick up their Hellbound album when it was released on June 25th. We still got some time, but make sure you follow the band on your streaming service so you can get that notification when the album is available. Listen, there's some news to talk about here in the world of pro wrestling, and that is the Adlin Burke. Former commentator for the WWE's Monday Night Raw show has parted ways with the companies. Now, I have to be honest with you, Raw already has been lacking in storylines, angles, the whole nine. And then they brought this guy who was very boring, dull, just seemed very out of place. He only lasted about 7 weeks. I don't know if he knew too much about wrestling, and I don't even know how the guy landed the gig, to be honest. But it was just a matter of time till they got that guy out of there. So who have they replaced him with? Well, the reports are that Jimmy Smith. Yes, Jimmy Smith. If you know mixed martial arts, you know who he is. He is a former commentator of Bellator. That's where primarily he got started with this commentating abilities. And then he moved over to the UFC, which, mind you, Joe Rogan stated that he is one of the best commentators in mixed martial arts. I had an opportunity to work with him on a couple of occasions over at Titan FC, and he is an amazing analyst. The guy can break down a move like there's no tomorrow. He makes references to sports, especially combat sports. He's very knowledgeable. He is a former fighter. He speaks well. He also is the announcer of a program, primarily mixed martial arts, right? That's the topic that they touch on Sirius XM. There's no doubt in my mind that this guy is made for this. Now, I'm a little shocked as far as being the lead commentator. Not too much, though, because he was the lead commentator in Titan FC. But I've always seen him as the color, you know, the the guy that's going to break down the move, the maneuver. So it's kind of interesting how we're going to see him play into this. But either way, I think Jimmy Smith is a great fit to this. And I have to state that adding Jimmy Smith to the commentating booth brings a little bit of more, I'm trying to look at realism, because he is a former mixed martial artist. He did commentate for the UFC and Bellator. So it really brings that sports feel. A little less entertainment, a little more sports. I'm sure they are coaching him to really emphasize and overreact in certain maneuvers. But if you were to apply the real sports commentating, I think we have a winner. If you recall back, AEW made themselves known as a new sports league. And they really got away with that. I don't see any sports related in AEW, because you see a whole bunch of high flyers and silly gimmicks at one point or a couple of times. And the commentating is every now and then. I forgot his name. The guy with the mask. Totally escapes my mind. But really escapes my mind. Every now and then he will really break down the maneuvers, right? And he'll tell you what it is and what it was. And then Jim Ross. Well, Jim Ross is Jim Ross. And then Tony Schiavone, right? But I really thought that at that point when they started AEW, they were going to bring that whole flavor, that feel of, say, a New Japan Pro, where they do call the move by its name and how you're able to get out of it and what can we do, things like that. So maybe bringing Jimmy Smith can add to that. And you have Corey Graves, you know, playing the heel character. And then Saxon, you know, playing that whole neutral thing and being on the baby faces side. But Jimmy Smith being the serious lead guy, I think, can bring a different tone to this team of broadcasters. I'm excited to see him. I know he's had two gigs with the WWE, especially in NXT. So is he green in the world of wrestling? Absolutely. Is he green in the world of commentating? Hell no. This guy is ready to go. I've worked with him on a personal level. Very nice guy. Very classy person. You would never know of all that education and sports that he has. He's such a nice, humble guy. And it is freaking awesome that he was able to land that gig with the WWE. And let me tell you, I can't wait to tune in on Monday night. I haven't seen a full, complete Monday Night Raw in quite some time. I will make sure I do so tomorrow. Or not tomorrow. A couple of days from now on the holiday. Because I want to see how Jimmy goes. I'm sure he's going to do a great job. And really excited for Jimmy Smith stepping in that big role for Monday Night Raw and the WWE. Now, with that being said, this weekend, on Sunday, we do have AEW's Double or Nothing. And Kenny Omega will be putting up his heavyweight championship title in a three-way dance against Orange Cassidy and Pac. Now, I don't know about AEW sometimes. I know many people are really just excited to be in the ride and with all this, you know, things that they do. And by the way, there's no Dynamite on Wednesday. Dynamite is on Friday due to the NBA playoffs. But you're not selling me, AEW. You got Kenny Omega going up against Orange Cassidy and Pac. Maybe Pac, I'll let you slide. But Orange Cassidy, I know he's a fun character. I know he's entertaining, blah, blah, blah. But to put him in the caliber of Kenny Omega, again, Pac and Kenny, I think would do a great freaking match. I'll be honest with you. But just something is missing there. You know, I think that something is missing. I think that he needs, or AEW needs, that top, huge, big baby face that can push Kenny Omega to being a even a better heel than what he is right now, since he's relying more on what surrounds him. But I don't see it being this blockbuster match for such a pay-per-view as Double or Nothing is. they threw in there the Stadium Stampede number 2 with the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle. That's great. That's cool. But as far as a heavyweight main event with Kenny Omega, I don't know, folks. We might get a dud here, just like that famous, infamous death match between Jon Moxley and Kenny Omega. I'll be interested. I'll be tuning in. I'd like to see what results we're going to get with this, but I don't know. I don't know. Adam Page and Brian Cage, is that really, you know, a wow factor match? Kind of lackluster, in my opinion. Some of these matches, just the Young Bucks and versus Moxley and Kingston, I think they're honestly the one I'm looking forward to is the Stampede, Stadium Stampede. I want to see how they're going to be able to go up against what they did last year, which was pretty quite entertaining during the whole quarantine that we were in. So I'm sure Chris Jericho has something very creative up his sleeves. Now, when it comes to mixed martial arts, it's been a while since we've had a one-night tournament. Well, Combate Global is going to do that this Saturday night. They have an eight-man bantamweight tournament. It's going to be airing live on Univision. So for those folks that do not speak any Spanish, put the freaking SAP or the caption, all right? If you don't understand the damn language, it's cool. Just put the damn closed caption and you'll be able to understand and read what they say. And I think they have an option where you can hear it in English. Either way, Combate Global is going to feature an eight-man tournament. It's been a while since we've seen this. Maybe it might have happened recently in Japan sometime around. But you got some good bantamweights going at it. Some guys have been in Bellator. They've been in the UFC. You're going to get some top quality stuff. And guess what? It's free. That's this Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Eight-man tournament, bantamweight division. You can't miss it. It's a lot of fun. There is no UFC this weekend. None whatsoever. What do you got to lose? 11 p.m. Univision. Eight-man tournament. Don't miss it, folks. John Jones has stated that his move to heavyweight has been, a little bit challenging as he thought it was going to be. He said that he's been one of the skinniest in his family. Therefore, it has taken some time for him to gain all that mass and weight to move on over to the heavyweight division. So will we see him? Well, he says that yes, but we're going to wait maybe another year. So a little delay in his process of moving up from the light heavyweight division to the heavyweight division. With that being said, listen, I want to wish all of you guys a very safe and sound weekend, long weekend, holiday weekend. So whatever you do, you know, still remember, guys, we're still in a pandemic. Don't forget about that. Wash your hands. Practice good hygiene. Don't drink and drive. I don't do anything stupid. So with that said, we'll catch you next week. We're here on The Roman Show again. If you haven't been on, you haven't even heard. Thanks again for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next time. Cheers, everyone.